Look at that. It's Monday. We're back with another big podcast.
Yeah.
You certainly are.
It's not really about the Monday. It's all about Friday. Bridgie, we've got your hen's party, which is going to be huge. We are so looking forward to that.
Didn't even rehearse that.
Hey? Hey? Anyone else pick that up?
What?
When do you ever call me Bridgie? I'm scared now. You're calling me a term of endearment. And you're talking about my hens.
Bridget. Your hens. On Friday, 3 o'clock, be there.
You're required.
Never call me Bridgie.
And we are...
Ever in 10 years.
We need advice because I want it to be themed. I want it themed.
On. No,
isn't the theme going to be debauchery?
One team, one dream. We all want to be on the same page. So I want to make sure everyone's looking the same. So... we need to know if you had a themed hens or bucks, and we might be able to steal the idea.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Kmart, this was interesting. Parents went there over the weekend with their three-year-old. Three-year-old played the game of hide-and-seek. Heart-stopping moment for the parents.
Yes.
They said, okay, can you please put it over the loudspeaker? Missing child announcement, usual. Kmart have a policy. Due to child protection, we can't do it. We can't put it there
really?
In case there's a predator. I get it. And this has divided the internet. We'd love to know your opinion with Five Cool Says It All.
And I'm going to do a spray to Miley Cyrus.
What?
Yeah. She's starting to annoy me.
I've
invested so much emotion and time into her and Liam. Yeah. And now finally they're giving us nothing.
Oh, you're upset. What's your favourite song that she sings?
Thingo the Wrecking Ball.
Wow.
The Thingo the Wrecking Ball. It's all that and more on the podcast, which starts right now.
What would you do in this situation? You go to Kmart on Friday with your three-year-old, mum and dad.
I wouldn't go.
With your mum and dad on Friday, three-year-old decides to play a game of hide and seek.
Oh, no.
This is a parent's worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
When their child hides...
Good morning to Anae, my youngest child. She did that at three. Hid in a clothes rack. She thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Mm.
And how are you?
Oh, it's
that
a worse.
Heart-stopping moment of where's my child? You turn around. They're so quick. And they're playing hide and seek. They want you to find them. But they're so little. So this is what happened. The bloke goes to Kmart to, as you do, to say, can you make an announcement? A lost child announcement. And Kmart said no. No, we can't. It's our new policy and it's a child protection issue.
What?
We can't do it or say the child's name or what they're wearing because of child protection. So everyone is going off online saying, well, hang on, I get it. Because when I first read it, I went, oh, policy, come on. And then I thought, yeah, like a lot of people are saying, what if there's a predator?
Lord,
if there is someone and they hear that there's a missing child and then know what they're wearing and then slyly walk out of the store with that child.
I think Lord of Averages. Yeah, you look at all the people in a store, it doesn't matter if it's your Kmart or some of your big department stores, Lord of Averages is what is the chances of, one, somebody being there, and if there is a predator there, you've got hundreds of other people. Like, it's not like there's only one or two people in the store.
Right.
Then everyone's going to see the kid wearing the blue shirt. And they're all going to be looking, going, like, double-checking.
I think it's a
good thing to be doing the PA.
It's tough. A lot of people in retail said, yes, we've got the same policy, but we tell all the staff. So they go around looking as well and they man the front.
Okay.
So, I mean, at least there's other policies in place. If you're a parent, I mean, in that moment, you would just desperately want the centre, the place, to do something.
Yeah, you'd expect it to nearly, you know, a lot of them would nearly go lockdown, lock the doors until you find the child.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe that's the way to go because when it comes to this announcement, I didn't even think of this. So this is 50-50 and we really want to know your opinion on 13-27-10. We're doing Five Calls Says It All. Do you think this is too far? Or this is a real issue now with child protection.
Yeah, I think it's too far, but that's just me.
I think, look, if you've got another situation or solution to it, absolutely go ahead with it because that's the last thing you would want is your child's missing and you also know there could be a predator in there that knows your child's missing. A lot of people are 50-50 with this.
Mm.
They're saying it's too far and others are saying, well, these are the days and times we're living in.
Yeah, I'm absolutely saying weight of numbers. Put the announcement over and more eyes is better than less. But we want to get your opinion on 13-27-10. Vanessa in Burley Heads, what do you reckon? Is Kmart going too far with this?
Nah, I'll tell you right now, if I lost my three-year-old and some stranger tried to pick her up, she'd lose it. There's no way she'd go with a stranger.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, come on. Like, give the kids, like, if the kid can talk, because they're not going to go with a stranger, they're going to wait for their parents. So, yeah, a lost child, you've got to help the parent out.
All right, that's one for putting a PA over the announcement, I think. Mick in Oxenford, which side of the fence are you on with this, mate?
Yeah, I believe that it's the majority of the people shopping centre would actually look out
for
that child. Mm. And actually, you'll have more eyes than just the staff looking for them. Because it's a small minority of people that might be the one to try and kidnap that child. It'll be such a small minority.
That's
so you've
right.
got the majority all looking out for that child.
Mm, that's
tough
fair.
One, tough one. Louise and Surface, what do you think?
I think I agree with Kmart.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, when you choose to be a parent, you choose to be responsible. And we all have something available to us free in every moment of every day, and it's called being present. And noticing what's going on.
Yeah, but I tell you what, if you've got a three-year-old, they can play hide-and-seek pretty well.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty
quick.
In
a big shopping centre.
Heath and Rabina, this hits home for you. You have a three-year-old yourself.
Oh, I do, yeah. I agree with Kmart on this, 100%.
What, no?
Let the staff know. Mm.
Yep.
Staff, keep a lookout. Person at the front door, keep a lookout. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. My son went for 30 seconds. That's it, but the feeling, tell you what.
Do you reckon you aged about 10 years?
Oh, at least. At least half of my hair went grey.
Yeah. Well, we're saying five calls says it all. There's two saying Kmart's in the right, two saying Kmart's in the wrong. So it comes down to the Gold FM family to find out exactly who's right and who's wrong. The Wiz.
The Wiz is having the final say. Oh,
wow. The final say is with you, Wiz. What do you reckon? Is Kmart in the wrong or is Kmart in the right? You are dividing the Gold Coast right now.
Good morning, Bridget and Spider. I reckon I don't want to go with Kmart because, true, when you go into a shopping centre and you've got your children with them, they run amok, you can't look after them, there's any kids too running around, you can't keep an eye on all of them, you know? And then you've got the people stealing the meat, they'll rather try and catch the people stealing the meat and try to worry about looking after your child.
How many kids have you got running around shopping centres, Wiz?
Only a couple.
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not-so-important issues.
Yeah, I'm having a crack today at some of the celebrities around, and that's used very, very loosely in the world of celebrities. I'm having a crack at Liam and Miley, okay, about their breakup. Jimmy Bartel, who's an AFL player, and his ex-wife now, they're breaking up, Nadia.
Hang on, I understand you're talking about an AFL grade.
Yeah.
But how do you know about Miley and Liam? This is awesome, okay.
No, just the breakup itself, and even Jared Hayne can be chucked in. Oh, no, he hasn't broken up, but I'm talking about, in general, when you follow these people,
okay.
You follow these so-called celebrities,
right.
You follow them, you jump on the journey with them.
Right.
Many of us invest a lot of time.
Do we?
A lot of emotion over the years. And if it's through social media, you follow them and every day you're following their journey. If it's the intimate moments between the two that get you excited, you think, oh, how good are those two?
It gets you excited.
And then
the
Christmas celebrations they share together, or if they get a new pet, you're invested into their time and into their world.
Yes, well, I know how invested you are into Miley and Liam. What was that movie they met on? What was that?
Followed them on date nights.
What was that movie they met on?
Know.
What was it called?
What was it?
What was that movie?
Titanic. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, that one. And that's right, it was too. What's that song
but
you love
wedding,
with Miley's? You know, you follow her so much.
You're coming like a wrecking ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
But their wedding, like they post it for weeks and weeks before, weeks and weeks after. You invested, emotionally invested to these people. Not only, like, I'm not wholly 100% into Miley and Liam, but a lot of people are.
Yes.
This is on behalf of the people out there. But Jimmy Barton, all these kind of people who suddenly get caught, they break up or they get caught doing the wrong thing. After we've invested all this time and all this emotion into them.
Yes.
They suddenly want us to respect their privacy.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They want us to respect their privacy. Mm. Hang on. They've been through social media, absolutely put everything on there every day, gone down into every newspaper, gone down into every magazine, the cover of everything you can get your hands on, and then suddenly, because of a breakup or they've found themselves in the wrong situation, they want to sit there and go, oh, excuse me, I'll send out a press release.
Yes.
Please, we want to respect the privacy.
Yes. Hashtag go away.
Go away. And they're these absolute crap. They suck us in. They treat us like crap. Oh. They don't care about us.
Oh, it's a breakup for you.
They do not care about us. Mm. And again, just disappointed by our loosely called, as I say, loosely called celebrities. Just another example of the fake world of social media.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Spider is organising Bridges' hands. Let me help.
Yeah, I mean, it's this week, Spider. How's,
4 days and 7 hours. 4 days and 7 hours, and we will be showtime. 5 hours of power. Bridge, your hen's day. I've decided, you know what, I'll do yourself a favour. The wedding's only 3 weeks away. I'll take over the hens and make sure you have a cracking day.
Look, it's lovely. Lots of people are talking about it. I caught up with Mayor Tom Tate. He said, where's my invite? I said, it's hens. Ruth, the Lady Mayoress, is up for it. Then went to Surface Paradise Beer Garden. Lots of people saying, where's my invite? I said, it's up to Spider. Then Currumbinara Cell yesterday.
Mm.
Where's my invite? Said a lot of people. Here's one for you, and this will gauge it for me. My mother called me. She said, I am the mother of the bride.
Yep.
Am I coming along to your hen's night?
She's taken care of.
She's
taken care of, and so is the mayor.
But what does that mean, taken care of? That you're sending her away somewhere else for the night?
No,
he told her that they have to win their tickets like everyone else.
Exactly. 13, 27, 10. Hopefully she's in the area where it comes through to us. Now, this is the lineup so far. I can reveal the day. We're starting off at 3 o'clock at the Mecca Bar with cocktails and champagne pong.
Okay.
The cocktails bit, champagne pong, is a bit crazy.
No, it's not.
It's bloody good there. The ultimate modern Middle Eastern dining experience. It's Mecca Bar.
Yeah. And then there's a surprise we can't reveal.
Oh, come then there's on. I don't like surprises.
Then there's another surprise we can't reveal.
Oh, Peter.
And then we're going to the Ashmore Tavern.
But Jenny.
Yep. For a boat race against the tradies. Tradies on a Friday afternoon. We're doing a boat race against the tradies, which I think Bridges Hens Night v Tradies is going to be perfect.
Hang on.
Girls v guys.
Oh, come on.
Yep. And then.
That's not a hens party. That
is.
Might be a Mad Monday
no,
a Bucks.
No.
But
a couple of omen
bits. What's your best memory of your hens, Bridge? This is a lifetime of memories. Oh.
And then.
Just the boat race against the tradies.
Yep. And then we're going to Southport Bar 11, where myself and Rob McLeod, who's jumping out of the cake, we are going to make you a cocktail. Aren't we right? And what are the cocktails called?
Well, I've been working hard on a couple of the names. Fizzing at the Bunga is going to be one of them.
Oh.
The Slutty Bardfast is another.
Oh.
And finally, the Parachute. A couple of these, you're guaranteed to land on anything.
What in the cloud?
So, and then we've got one more surprise.
I'm not a drinker anymore. You understand, you're going to have to hold my hair or something.
Then we're at Broadbeach Mario's to finish it off, of course.
Fantastic. They're celebrating their 30th birthday. Get in there anytime. Celebrate with their family or your own.
When are the rest of the bits revealed? That's all I care about.
No, that's...
I don't like surprises.
One's going to be revealed now because I think as a team, we need to be all looking the same. Like, if there's a theme that you put through your hens night, if you had a hens day or a hens night or a bucks day, that you had a theme or maybe a fancy dress...
Okay.
What did you do? Because I want everyone looking the same. I've got an idea, but I think it, don't know if it's any good. I'm open to suggestions because I'm happy to change.
Nothing like a cop magnet than all dressing the same and walking
cops.
The streets.
Maybe we should go as cops.
Go as cops, maybe.
No, let's take the pulse of the Gold FM family.
13, 27, 10, we want to know, did you have a fancy dress or a theme through your hen's day or bucks day? Because I just need a theme. I want everyone on the same page.
Okay. And if you're, the best caller and you've got the best idea...
You got a seat?
You're coming along.
A seat on where? Where?
You're on the ping pong table.
Oh. What does that mean?
You get to come on the bus.
Oh, what does that mean?
Surprises. Oh, no!
What does that mean?
Okay, 13, 27, 10. Did you have a theme for your hen's day or your bucks day? Kylie and Mudruba, have you gotten an idea? Did you have a theme for a hen's day?
Gold 92.5.
Traffic. Let me try that again. Kylie and Mudruba, are you there?
African jungle.
Oh, that's right up Bridges Alley.
Yeah.
African jungle.
We're in the clear of crashes and breakdowns leopard across print. The coast.
Oh, hang on. Yes. Okay. Hang on. Yeah. I love leopard print. I am a bit worried, though, Kylie. because end of the night, what? I don't want to be on Spider's shoulder looking like an ushy.
You never know. You never know.
I like that. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Christy in Oxford, hello. All right. If it's a theme, what did you go with?
Hi, Bridge. I actually didn't have a hen's night such, but I've decided to call in and live through yours.
Aww.
And yeah. My theme would be like really classy luxe, like a rose gold or a silver, so like a coloured theme, but to go for the really classy luxe look. So everyone has to use that as their, you know, prompt when they're getting dressed, etc., and for all the accessories and stuff.
Well, Christy, I am an older, more mature bride, and I do like that kind of early 80s luxe look, you know, so maybe...
Yeah. I think Spider may have, like, a metallic suit that he could pull out from his heyday.
Oh, I reckon he would too, huh?
It will definitely shoot tradie hour. It's definitely suit tradie hour at the Ashmore Tavern. We know that. You'd fit in nicely. Okay, thank you. Yeah, great suggestion.
All right, Rachel and Arundel, what's your suggestion for a theme for the Hen's Day?
Maybe a female sci-fi characters like Harley Quinn or Princess Leia.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Hang on. I used to always dress up as She-Ra.
Oh, there you go.
I can never remember if she was the lover or brother, sister of He-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
She-Ra.
Right. What do you think, okay. Spider, out of all that?
I'm leaving it to Bridge.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
What's yours?
My idea was footy jerseys. Dress up in your favourite footy jersey from the 70s, from the 80s, from the 90s. So everyone, we're one team. One team, one dream.
Look at that blank face on Bridge.
I know. She's not overly happy.
No, because I kind of am.
I know how Bridge loves her state of origin. She knows she can get dressed for this.
I know.
Okay.
So I kind of like that as well.
All right. Well, we don't have to pick the actual theme now, but you've got to pick someone to come along on the day. Who do you like who had a great idea?
Well, you know what? I do like Kylie and Mojo because the African jungle theme, it'd be a whole lot of beautiful, leopard print. However... Christy and Oxenford never had a hens. Christy, because you never had a hens party, you're combining one. You're having one with me.
Woo! Yeah. Love it.
All right. That's some good wooing. Save that for Friday.
Yes. I doubt it'd be classy what we're going for because Spider's involved. So that's okay. But you missed out on a hen. So.
Yeah. Are you happy to come along? You're free 3 o'clock on Friday?
Yeah, I'll just line up a babysitter and I'll be there.
Amazing.
Yes.
Oh. We'll see you there.
And line up the babysitter for the next day too. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So there it is. Thanks for agreeing, Bridge. The theme of the hands is old footy jumpers.
I haven't agreed.
Old footy jumpers it is.
Agreed.
So everybody coming along. And there are penalties if you don't come dressed. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my brain is thinking a million things at once here. No.
See you at 3 o'clock on Friday.
Congratulations, 10th year of the Youth Music Venture. It's so cool. I'll look out for it next year. Join their Facebook page because they audition in May, put little bands together and all the kids showcase it. And that's what happened yesterday at Currumbin RSL in the Sound Lounge. I get to host it every year and it's my absolute honour and privilege to do it. These little kids are so cool. It gives them confidence. And, something to look forward to, practising on the weekend.
Yeah.
But, for parents, if they thought they were turning up to, oh, no, I've got to suffer through bands. This was the quality. Here's a band called Rocking Horse. Because I'm peeing. Oh, the long-haired surfy boy jumped off the stage into the crowd of squealing girls.
On his guitar.
Seriously, watch out for Rocking Horse. They're on fire. So the parents had a ball, but hey, flip of a coin. Sometimes you turn up to these talent quests, balls. Are they balls?
No. What about those Christmas? The best ones is the end of year Christmas finale the school puts on.
Yeah.
And, your child all excited that they're playing the elf or, some little part of reindeer or something. And they don't do anything. They just walk on stage, walk off. That was awesome.
It's so cute.
But there's nothing cute about it. Come on. You've spent 3 weeks listening to this, and then you get there on the night, yes. You're sitting there for 2.5 hours, they run late,
yes.
You sit there, you can't hear them, they don't talk, they're too shy, and then you go home and tell them how good they were.
But like my mother, you've spent 3 weeks sewing an outfit for it as well.
What are the things you've suffered through? That's what we want to know. 13, 27, 10, Rebecca in Narang.
I've suffered through 8 years of two kids, 2 years apart, rugby league. Training and
games. No, it's tough.
The training starts at 3:30 and don't get out of there till 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, wow. That is tough on the parents. Yeah, junior sport.
One game at 7 o'clock in the morning. One game at lunchtime. It's all day on a Thursday. All day on a Sunday. And both kids play upper team. So both playing two games on the weekend, and they train with two teams if they can. Oh, this team's shorter player. Can I play
better?
Oh, that's heavy.
Well, we know that junior footy's nearly at the end for the year, so as much as we like it at the start, we like it at the end.
I'm sure you do. Martin and Tweedheads. Now, I don't know if this counts.
What's happened?
We actually enjoyed our concert that we went to.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why.
How?
There's a reason.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a very famous Australian band. We're actually teaching the students things about music and guitars and drums, and then the very famous band put on a concert straight after the children's concert. There was Thirsty Merc.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Oh, they're spoilt rotten.
They're spoilt.
It was fantastic. And top it off, to the sweet had a hot top T-shirt.
Oh, we only got Harold the koala, the giraffe from Life Education come to our school. It's sport rotten.
Yeah. Most of the time somebody come to our school, I was in detention, didn't get to see it anyway.
Well done, Martin.
Yeah,
thanks
Martin.
See you guys. Take care.
That's it for us. Just before we go, we'd like to keep you across what's happening with the fuel prices on the Gold Coast.
What's happening with the
what's
fuel
happened?
Prices on the Gold Coast?
They're still expensive.
No.
Wow. Gold FM.
We'll see you tomorrow.